Kit pushed Richard hard in the back.
Do you mind?
Shut up, scum!
Kit rasped in a loud voice.
Well, no need to be personal. Oh.
Richard saw the reason for the command. Two other guards, this time with weasel masks, were approaching across the open ground between the silo and the rest of the compound. The weasel-faced figures paused and blocked the way.
What are you doing here? This is weasel territory,
one of them said, a voice made metallic by the mask.
Now, pigs, lad, orders,
the other added, rather aggressively.
Prisoner to be taken to the execution site. Special orders. I have to take him personally.
Kit spoke calmly and with authority. It was so good a performance that Richard thought that perhaps Kit had been replaced by a real guard along the way. The weasels looked at each other. Then one laughed.
Well, you're going the wrong way then. Said this was weasel territory.
He looked at his fellow weasel and without lowering his voice said,
Told you them pigs are dumb. Good for cannon fodder, not much else.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm the work experience trainee, the pig-faced Kit said evenly. Look, they didn't even give me a real prisoner. I mean, you can't see this thing giving too much trouble, can you? Could you tell me where to go?
Oh, I can tell you where to go,
the other weasel said.
Thank you,
Kit replied. Richard was amazed that Kit had so far managed to omit any sarcastic reply.
Yeah, you want to go left, then right. Just look for the sign that says Execution by Steam. You can read, right? Can't miss it. There's a gate too with the words Abandon Hope, All Who Enter Here. Nice touch, I always thought. Me, I prefer the old one. You gonna die. Short and to the point, I think. Don't hold with all this liberal, softy, touchy-feely stuff myself,
the other guard added.
I don't think it has the same poetic flow. And it isn't as scary.
The first weasel was adamant.
Oh, yes it is. It's definite.
The second was having none of this literary argument.
That's the trouble. There's no terror. No ambiguity. No unease at what the final result might be. Without different possible outcomes, without tension, there is just resignation. And where's the fear in that? The prisoners probably know they're about to be executed, so the messaging is really for the audience. They can empathise with the journey whilst knowing that they will live. There are two messages in the one set of words.
There was an unspoken full stop. Nor there must always be just one message.
But individuals read the message differently, so that can't work. You can never have a universal message, only a commonly agreed interpretation. People will see what they want to see and hear what they want to hear.
Nah, because without common understanding, there can be no common consent.
And?
If we cannot agree on what words mean, there is no accountability in governance.
We have an emperor. I'm not sure that applies.
What do you think?
They turned to Kit.
I think you have too much time on your hands. Thank you, Kit said, and strode on, poking Richard a few times for good measure.